Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29, with special attention to the following verses. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to her, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he vowed to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "For what should I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in immediately with haste to the king, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oath and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to her, and she gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, O Jesus, I have promised. Amen.
Oh,
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to be more like John the Baptist himself and not be afraid to speak the truth in love, even if it means suffering, hate, persecution, or rejection for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we repent from our own sins and turn to the cross of Jesus Christ for his love and forgiveness, including the sins of wickedness we may have committed in the past, as we obey God's will and his commandments. The same promise and covenant God made to the house of Israel through the prophet Jeremiah. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 6, with special attention to the following verses. And the king said to her, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he vowed to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "For what should I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in immediately with haste to the king, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, ask me for whatever you wish and I will give it to you. Because that is precisely what happened as Herod was celebrating his birthday and gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and leading men of Galilee. Herod and his guests were so pleased when his stepdaughter came in and danced for them that he was ready to give her half of his kingdom. And yet, given all the options, including half of his kingdom, that is not what she asked for. And that King Herod vowed to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom," a proverbial reference to generosity. He only said it to impress not only his stepdaughter, but especially his honored guests. So she went out and asked her mother, "For what should I ask?" And everyone expected her to come back and ask for something of financial value, either part of his kingdom or even, for that matter, any special privileges as well as an important position of authority in his kingdom. And yet that is not what she asked for. Instead, to everyone's surprise and astonishment, the mother, Herodias, told her daughter to go back to Herod and ask for the head of John the Baptist. And that is precisely what happened. As she came in immediately with haste to the king, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." Herod was shocked and astonished at her request. This became very evident when he expressed his great sorrow and disappointment over it. He was exceedingly sorry. That was also true of everyone else at the banquet hall. Certainly not the head of John the Baptist, even though Herod was not happy with him either when John told him, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And yet now Herod was forced to honor her request. Because of his oath and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. So he went ahead immediately and ordered the execution of John the Baptist in prison and had his head brought in immediately into the banquet hall on a platter. And then Herod gave it to his stepdaughter and she gave it to her mother. But why? Well, the answer was obvious. Because the mother had an ongoing grudge against John the Baptist after he spoke vigorously against her marriage to King Herod, since she had been married before to Herod's brother, Philip. We read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 16, "Do not have sexual relations with your brother's wife. That would dishonor your brother." And yet, because of John's criticism of her divorce and remarriage, she continued to ask Herod to put him to death. But Herod always resisted her plea and would not do it because he feared John, because he was a righteous and holy man. So to avoid the ongoing criticism of their unlawful marriage, Herod decided to keep him away from them. He kept him safe in prison. But now he could not keep him safe any longer and had to give in, not only to his stepdaughter's request, but because of his oath and his guests. He did not want to break his word to her. And when John's disciples heard of his death, Herod tried to save his good name and reputation by allowing them to bury John's body, as they came and took his body and laid him in a tomb. Unfortunately, John the Baptist had to pay the price with his own life for having spoken against the unlawful divorce and marriage of Herod and Herodias. As the forerunner of Christ, it was John's mission not only to prepare people to receive Jesus as their Messiah and Savior, but also to bring people to repentance from their sins, and that certainly included Herod and his wife for their unlawful marriage. Now what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Are we any different than King Herod and his wife? No, we are not. We are no different or better than they were, or even for that matter, anyone else. Those sins we have been ashamed of and hidden for many years in our own closet. The sins nobody knows about except God, who has always known about it. We also cannot hide from God as Adam and Eve attempted to do after they ate of the forbidden fruit and sinned against God. The time will come when we will also have to give an account to God, just like Adam did when he was asked, "Where are you?" And Adam answered, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." And then God asked Eve, "What is this that you have done?" And Eve answered, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." And as a consequence of their sin and disobedience, they had to pay a huge price, as they were banned forever from the Garden of Eden and never allowed to return to it again. That was also true of the flood because of man's evil and wickedness, as God was grieved and his heart was filled with pain. So God destroyed them except for Noah and his family, as Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. The same was true of Sodom and Gomorrah for their disobedience to God, for their grievous sins. They also had to pay a heavy price as they were destroyed by God. Only Lot and his two daughters were saved as his wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Yes, there will always be consequences when we sin against the law of God and his commandments, because God will also ask us, "Where are you? And what is this that you have done?" But at the same time, by the grace of God, there is also good news after the storm. God will not punish us as he did with Adam and Eve, the flood, and Sodom and Gomorrah. Instead, God will always forgive us for our sins and unrighteousness as we repent and ask for his forgiveness, including those sins we have been ashamed of and hidden for many years in our own closet. God forgives us with the same promise and covenant he made to the house of Israel through the prophet Jeremiah, "For I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins no more." And then to follow the example of Joseph, who refused to commit adultery, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? At the end of the day, to be more like John the Baptist himself, and not be afraid to speak the truth in love, even if it means suffering hate, persecution, or rejection for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus himself in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, verse 32, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we repent from our sins and turn to the cross of Jesus Christ for his love and forgiveness, including the sins of wickedness we may have committed in the past, as we obey God's will and His commandments. The same promise Jesus made to the woman caught in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." May our prayer today be the words of the next hymn. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Fill with thy Spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we follow the example of John the Baptist, and not be afraid to speak the truth in love, even if it means suffering, hate, persecution, or rejection, for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we repent from our sins and turn to the cross of Jesus Christ for His love and forgiveness, including the sins of wickedness we may have committed in the past, as we obey God's will and His commandments. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this seventh Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Amen.